Scott with SJWellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 457. We're calling this VCast Trojan Trump. Yes, he is bringing on the beast system from your money, ID 2020 actions, this AI all-knowing Luciferian brain-computer interface system. Never forget Operation Warp Speed. Folks, Trump is shredding the Constitution, and they're leveraging the false flag against Charlie Kirk to do it. Final Days Report, episode 455 and 456. We'll cover a little Charlie Kirk in 457, this VCast. The deception is so, so great. But the first story I want to cover is in terms of TikTok being under the guise of the CIA slash Oracle. Without the CIA, Oracle would not exist. Larry Ellison, my friend. So let's read from Forbes magazine. Oracle Anderson Horowitz Moore will hold controlling stake in TikTok deal, report says. Folks, we played the real reason why USA Inc. wants to take control of TikTok is because they couldn't control the algorithm of the self-described genocide in Gaza from the UN that just determined it was a genocide, and also from genocide scholar experts. 86% in the data set was very, very high of these genocide scholars said, you're watching a genocide. And I'm going to play a video at the end, a couple videos. One of Larry Ellison being all about Israel, that if you follow our ministry, I think Israel is the woman of the book of Revelation, called the great city, sits on seven hills. Jerusalem is on seven hills. Jerusalem and Israel killed the Old Testament prophets. Rome did not kill the Old Testament prophets. Neither did the Catholic Church. It's called the great city where they crucified Jesus Christ, called Sodom and Egypt, on and on and on. We've done multiple Bible studies thereof. We played a video of how they're launching the Gideon software that will basically scrub the internet 24/7 for these so-called false flag shooters.
Correct. I am now about to launch Gideon, America's first ever AI threat detection platform built specifically for law enforcement. It scrapes the internet 24/7 using an Israeli-grade ontology to pull specific threat language and then routes it to local law enforcement. It's a 24/7 detective. It never sleeps, and it's going to get us in front of these attacks.
Would it have picked up on this, do you think?
100%. I wish my program would already be up. We're not launching until next week. I've got a dozen agencies on board, Trace. I just onboarded a major Northeast agency with over 2,700 sworn. This is America's early warning system.
But folks, this is a ruse to take your guns, red gun flag laws. And again, we played the video before Trump even took office with Pam Bondi saying, we're going to take the guns first, due process second. I'm paraphrasing. This is beyond wicked. So Larry Ellison, again, with Oracle, wouldn't exist without the CIA contracts. And let's just talk a little bit about what Larry Ellison is all about. This is the guy that's going to be controlling TikTok. He has a bunch of shares in X. Remember AI Stargate, day two of Trump's administration, $500 billion invested in AI Stargate with artificial intelligence. And again, we've talked about who can make war with the beast. Trump increased the tariff rates that weren't reciprocal. It was real dollars versus a real rate. And he's negotiating all of this nonsense, this AIB system, ChatGPT, Neuralink, Starlink, all of it, Amazon, you name it. These AI companies are getting implemented around the world. Who can make war with the beast? The beast system is going to shatter the world. But this is what Larry is all about. And now he's going to be running TikTok? You got to be kidding me.
Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on. And we're using AI to monitor the video. And the camera's always on. You don't turn it on and off. I need 2 minutes to take a bathroom break. And we'll turn it off. We don't really turn it off. What we do is we record it so no one can see it. But no one can get into that recording without a court order. The police will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording, watching and recording everything that's going on. Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on. And it's
It's unimpeachable. The cars have camera, you know, cameras on them. We have a squad car here someplace. But those kind of applications using AI, if we can use AI, and we're using AI to monitor the video. So if that altercation had occurred, that occurred in Memphis, the chief of police would be immediately notified. It's not people that are looking at those cameras. It's AI that's looking at the cameras. No, no, no. You can't do this. It would be like a shooting. That's going to be immediately, that's going to be an event that's immediately, an alarm's going to go off. It's going to be, we're going to have supervision. In other words, every police officer is going to be supervised at all times. And the supervision will, and if there's a problem, AI will report the problem and report it to the appropriate person, whether it's the sheriff or the chief or whomever we need to take control of the situation. We have, you know, same thing, we have drones. We just, if there's something going on in a shopping center, and I'll stop, a drone goes out there, get there way faster than a police car. There's no reason for, by the way, high-speed chases. You shouldn't have high-speed chases between cars. You just have a drone follow the car. I mean, it's very, very simple. And the new generation of autonomous drones.
Details I'm happy to run through for all of you, and the president will be signing the deal, the official deal, later this week at some point. Under the terms of this deal, TikTok will be owned by a majority of American investors and controlled by a board of directors with extensive national security and cybersecurity credentials. In partnership with the U.S. government, Oracle will serve as TikTok's trusted security provider, and they will independently monitor the safety and data security of all U.S. user data on TikTok's platform. Americans' data will be stored securely in the United States without access from China. All U.S. user data will be stored on servers operated by Oracle in the United States, protected from surveillance or interference by foreign adversaries. And the algorithm, I know this is a question many of you have had, will be secured, retrained, and operated in the United States outside of ByteDance's control. And TikTok will remain globally interoperable, meaning TikTok users in the U.S. will be able to see videos posted by users in other countries and vice versa. While I don't have a number on the specific deal, we do expect that thanks to the president's leadership and the securement of this historic deal, business is using TikTok will generate as much as $178 billion in economic activity within the U.S. over the next 4 years. So this is great news, not just for the millions of American youth who use TikTok. Their data will be safe and secure with this new deal. They'll continue to use this very fun app. But it's also great news for all of the small business owners who have really been able to make a living off of the use of TikTok as well. And if I could just...
This is creepy 1984 on steroids. All right, let's go over the Charlie Kirk false flag being used to shred the Constitution. Folks, it is getting beyond creepy. And again, Final Days Report, episode 455. We talked about the 40,000 foot level strategies, red gun flag laws that Pam Bondi talked about, Trump talked about. And first, I think they're going to go after the trannies. Watch for that. Censorship, monitoring of the net, cancel culture. We're seeing that. Biometric ID, surveillance polls for every city. Civil war to kill the creditor, martial law, troops on the street. Folks, this is coming true, my friends. We'll see about red gun flag laws, but people are pushing back as well, because at the end of the day, never forget, Trump wins his big, beautiful bill, which allocates significant funds for biometric surveillance. Now, this is where this false flag gets even more interesting. You cannot forget they reversed the Smith-Mundt Act so that the mainstream news can do psyops on you. But this has gone viral. According to Colvett, the surgeon explained that the round that hit Charlie Kirk should have gone through, which is very, very normal, a high-powered, high-velocity round. Many people that know that this is theater said there should have been blood, an exit wound behind him. People should have been hit. I've seen wounds from this caliber many times, and they always just go through everything. This is the doctor. This would have taken a moose down or two down, an elk, etc. But in this case, the bullet just stopped. It was an absolute miracle that someone else didn't get killed. The surgeon reportedly told Colvert, noting that dozens of staff, students, and special guests have been standing behind Kirk inside the tent at Utah Valley University. Colvert said the doctor described Kurt's bone as so healthy and so impressive that he's like the man of steel. The bullet was eventually found lodged just beneath the skin, so he must have super glue skin that catches this as well. And again, 455, you should have seen the bullet wound first, but you saw the shirt puffing up. That is trickery, Hollywood trickery. These blood splats will puff up the shirt. Now, there seems to be damage control happening because this video has gone viral where somebody's saying, well, it looks like he was shot from the back. And again, if he was shot from the back of the neck, you should have seen basically the wound first and not the shirt blowing up. And they just so happened to show a bullet going down to his knees, but the shirt is still puffing up. It doesn't make any sense. This is debunked. And you need to think about this high-powered camera. This camera had to have been super specialized, super advanced to be able to capture a speeding bullet, just like the trickery of Trump's so-called assassination. The deception is great, is the point. Let's watch. Shirt moves up. They're pointing an arrow to a so-called projectile from the back.
Once you see it, you can't unsee it. It's a projectile flying super, super fast, and it goes right in between his legs near the tip of the microphone.
How does that explain the fact that we didn't see the wound in his neck first? And we saw his shirt blow up. And who's capturing that with a high-speed camera? I mean, folks, the damage control is wild. So my thoughts is either if he was taken out, he was taken out with technology we don't even know about, but it wasn't a bullet. It wasn't what we even know about. And or he's alive and well and we're watching theater. Now, Valhalla, Alex Jones said Charlie Kirk is in Valhalla. Cash Patel, the FBI director, said it as well. They showed the so-called shooter with a picture with Go Island that has a retreat called Valhalla. Folks, people are saying online, let's go see if Charlie's there. He's not there. I watched a couple videos where people and whistleblowers have said Valhalla is the police protection program. So he's not going to be there. I mean, give me a break. We're going to play multiple videos of the Charlie Kirk Memorial. If you have eyes to see, my friends, this is false light. But the first video I want to show is Elon and Trump hanging out together, both doing Illuminati symbolism with their hands. Watch closely as Elon does the devil horn sitting next to Trump. And we did a podcast with their breakup as baloney. I'll put the thumbnail up. You're watching theater. You're watching actors. Do not fall for this false light. And again, we've done four VCast is Elon Musk, the false prophet that will bring on the mark of the beast, bringing fire down from heaven, landing his rockets. This is a script. You might have to play this video multiple times because it goes by fast. And again, Elon sits next to Trump and they start talking with their hand symbols saying, yes, we're part of the club. I mean, look at this. Both doing their pyramids. And you see Elon do the devil horns. Devil horns, boom. Shaking hands. Boom, both do their pyramids. Folks, the world is a script. Now, if you follow our ministry, and I'm not saying don't watch Rome, but personally, I think the woman of the book of Revelation that runs the kings of the earth is Israel. And here's just another quick proof point thereof from Tucker Carlson talking about how Bibi is going around saying he controls Trump. Think about Noahide laws. Think about this hate speech agenda on how the future of that is they're going to ban the Bible being anti-Semitic. You can see this a mile away. Let's roll it.
Bibi's running around. This is a fact. I'm not guessing about this because I talked to people he said it to. Is running around the Middle East, his region, and his own country and telling people point blank, just stating it, I control the United States. I control Donald Trump. He's saying that. And again, I'm not guessing at all. That's a fact. And I dare them to say that's not true because it is true and they know it's true. So I'm an American. How do you think it makes me feel? Even if I didn't vote for Trump, which I did. I did vote. I campaigned for Trump. But even if it was Joe Biden, I'm an American. You can't treat... It's too humiliating. I can't handle that. And I shouldn't have to put up with that. This is a country of 9 million people. I'm not saying I'm not even attacking the country. I'm attacking my leaders who are allowing my nation of 350 million people to be forced into doing things that are bad for me and my children because of some other country, like that is a violation of the most basic arrangement we have with our leaders, which is represent us, please, at least most of the time. And they're not. And there's an ongoing humiliation ritual designed to make us all crazy, designed to turn us into haters. I'm not going to give them the satisfaction of becoming what they call me. I'm not a hater and I'm never going to become one. But I will never accept this. I shouldn't have to accept it. I have nothing to be ashamed of. I have no unexpressed views. I'm not hiding anything. I say exactly what I think all the time. This is wrong. And if it's not wrong, tell me how it's not wrong. Why don't you stop attacking me and my trying to get family members fired, which they never stop doing. Why don't you instead tell me how you disagree with me? But they can't because they don't actually have an argument. There's no way to justify controlling the U.S. government for the purposes of another country's whatever their plan is, expansion. There's no way to justify that. And so they just scream at you and call you names. And I guess I'm just blessed because I don't believe that about myself. So that doesn't hurt me.
I found the next video pretty interesting at the memorial. And again, Final Days Report, episode 455, we show Charlie Kirk and all his symbolism. Is Trump telling us that Charlie is a Freemason? Let's roll this.
Immediately that Charlie was actually a master builder of people.
Masons are master builders. And again, MAGA is the highest name for the Church of Satan. Now, this has gone viral with Charlie Kirk's wife doing the devil horns, nothing new. But what I want you to focus on is look at the grin on Trump's face. They need to tell you what's going on. I don't know, man. It just rubbed me the wrong way. Who in their right mind would be doing that? We're going to cover Romans 13 at the end because this video really got to me talking about the so-called shooting event with Donald Trump. Go to 354 and multiple others. I think we did three or four podcasts, VCast, on how you're watching big time wrestling, especially with that event, grabbing the photographers, lowering the flag. I mean, it's almost laughable, that event, that staged event. But let's play this video. And we'll cover Romans 13 at the end, my friends.
The Apostle Paul would go on to write the book of Romans. And I'd just like to close with this. In Romans 13, the Apostle Paul talks about a godly government instituted by our Lord and Savior. And what does he describe? The Apostle Paul describes how God establishes the rulers of the nations. In the audience right now, there are rulers of our land. Represented right here is the State Department, the Department of War, the Department of Justice, the Chief Executive. God has instituted them. God has given them power over our nation and our land. God saved our president, President Trump, from an assassin's bullet for this moment.
The deception is so, so, so great. Never forget MAGA is the highest rank for the Church of Satan. And again, pastors butcher Romans 13, but we'll dive deep into it a little bit later. Now, here is where it's getting beyond wicked. It's getting beyond a military psychological operation. Military leaders consider recruiting campaign centered on Charlie Kirk. Possible slogans discussed include Charlie has awakened a generation of warriors. There is talk of using Turning Point USA chapters as recruitment centers run from their genocidal agenda. This World War III, the Civil War script, the troops on the street. Now they're taking you to war. World War III, Civil War, unethical behavior. Defense Secretary requires new pledge for reporters at the Pentagon. Wake up. Because this parlays the story of Trump demands TV networks get licenses canceled over 97% bad coverage of him after ABC caves to the FCC on Kimmel. Trump says TV networks opposed to him should maybe lose their license. Folks, it's wings of the same bird. Don't fall for the theater. What is it, 90% of the media is controlled by six organizations? And I'm sure it's consolidated since that stat came out. But here's where it's creepy about the defense secretary requiring a pledge for reporters at the Pentagon. What are these requirements? Well, restrict movements. Reporters must stay within designated areas of the Pentagon and be escorted if visiting other service offices. Unauthorized wandering or access to restricted zones could lead to immediate credential revocation. Fine. Limited information access. No gathering, obtaining, or using any information. Get this. This is hilarious. Including unclassified documents, reports, or materials that has not been expressly authorized for release by the Pentagon officials. Really? Prohibit unauthorized reporting. Journalists agree not to publish or broadcast details unless pre-approved. 1984 on steroids, even if the information is publicly available or unclassified. There you go again. This extends to protecting sensitive information. Broadly defined consequences for non-compliance. Signing the pledge is mandatory to retain press credentials. Violators result in loss of access, potential bans from the building, and exclusion from briefings. This is nothing short of Russia. This is propaganda media. This is programming. This is Operation Mockingbird. They're mocking you. What changed in the Vietnam War is when they actually had journalists covering battles and showing the atrocities. That's when the American people turn on the war machine. So this I find fascinating as we go after Venezuela, as there's false flags of Poland. And again, I think it's one big script. Death will be real to us. Now, again, Trump has called to censor the net. He was basically saying those photos of him, I think with his daughter and another little girl on Epstein's plane was fake. Yet he was on the flight logs and Congress said, we're not going to release the Epstein files. This is a pedophile protecting administration. It's a honey trap. It reminds me of how Ted Gunderson busted the Reagan and Bush administration of running boys from Nebraska to the White House. This is nothing short of blackmail. It's blackmail, and it goes deeper than that, my friends. This is an abomination. But look how Trump's pushing hate speech.
Charlie said, you know, that there was no such thing as hate speech. He obviously, you know, no one anticipated what happened to Charlie, yeah, but you have always been...
He might not be saying that now that he's dead because of hate speech. This is a continuous theme with the right-leaning media as well. Now, they're priming us for civil war. I am pleased to inform our many U.S. patriots that I am designating Antifa, a sick, dangerous, radical left disaster, as a major terrorist organization. My flesh says good, but once you realize this is allowed to happen, so there'll be a surveillance poll on every city, so they'll censor the net, then you realize this is nothing short of wings of the same bird for your enslavement. I also be strongly recommending that those funding Antifa be thoroughly investigated in accordance with the highest legal standards and practices. Thank you for your matter. Thank you for your attention to this matter. It's a playbook. It's a script. It's right versus left. It's Satan versus Lucifer. Satan is wickedness, abomination, do as you wilt. Perversion, everything's upside down, and Lucifer is false light. The right is false light, as we've been saying for 4 years. Break from it, my friends. And just another example of how they're pushing us to civil war, Newsom, the governor of California, signs bills protecting immigrants after warning bad day for the federal government. And I looked at the bill. It's really a nothing burger. The only thing that I think has some interesting legs to it is the bill requires schools and higher education institutions to send community notifications when immigration enforcement is on campus and prohibits immigration enforcement from entering certain areas without a judicial warrant or court order. And what struck me is just kind of the alerting. Hey, they're coming to take you. Kind of these alerts. Is this going to be like an Amber Alert? And it's going to rally people up in this right versus left divide. Now, here's the agenda. This is the agenda. This is the smoking gun from Yahoo. Here's why experts are really, really worried about Marjorie Taylor Greene's call for the U.S. to split up into blue and red states. This is a U.N. agenda. There are U.N. maps where they want 5 regions, 10 regions, depending upon where you look. The emerging mega regions, 2050, showing populations broken up, you know, in Michigan, on the East Coast, West Coast, Texas, Florida, Georgia area, and then everything else will be a green zone. This is a plan, is my point. It's a plan. Destroy it all and put you in their little smart cities. You can see it a mile away. Now, going back to Trump saying, well, Charlie Kirk doesn't have his First Amendment rights to now. This is this pandering. This is this propaganda. This is Fox News, who's supposed to defend the Constitution no matter if it's left or right. Watch them mock the leftists. Folks, you're watching a Hollywood script. The goal, AI will monitor the net. Think about if Trump, what he just said about Charlie Kirk, think if that was Bill Gates or Obama saying this, the right would be pissed.
It's just a shame. And he should know better as a grown man. In show business, people are acting like, you know, he's just some homeless guy screaming things on the corner. This guy is at ABC. When's the last time ABC tolerated much, let alone this?
Right. You know, I'm watching some of the liberal networks. I've never heard them care about the Constitution so much. Their First Amendment. This has nothing to do with the First Amendment. This has to do with the business decision, as you noted. And for all the concern about the First Amendment, I mean, they're apoplectic, Jesse. What about all the amendments that Charlie Kirk lost? Because Charlie Kirk has no amendments right now, none. And the outrage I see over Jimmy Kimmel, I wish I would have seen that for the death of a father and a husband who should still be here.
Yeah, they got their...
Go to 455, my friends. Now, here's Pam Bondi. I played this last VCast, but this is important. Now, Pam has a similar video that we've played where she's talking about red gun flag laws before Trump even became president.
There's free speech, and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
You have to put your Christian hat on because Chabad Lubavitch types have said the Bible is hate speech. You can't talk about the genocide, even though the UN declared it, and so did genocide experts in Gaza. And at the end of the day, this is going to be about the Noah Hyde push. Control what you say. All right, let's get into the beast system. It's moving so fast. It's almost impossible to keep up with. UK is leading the way for Europe. UK's Starmer to press ahead with digital ID plans. You can't make this up. And so they're going to basically push this digital ID, probably biometric in nature. And you know where this is headed. You won't be able to get your Social Security benefits. I think they call them pensions, the benefits. You won't be able to file your taxes, vote, get on a train, travel, etc. That's where this is headed. And all of this fits this all-knowing beast system. They want to predict the future, manipulate the future. And at the end of the day, when the Mark of the Beast is fully implemented, it'll be this brain-computer interface, this optogenetics with that operating system with the, as the days of Noah, devil juice being activated. You being hooked up to artificial intelligence with read-write capabilities. Here's Trump talking about the Beast system with the latest financial deals in the UK.
We're taking the next logical step with a historic agreement on science and technology partnerships, and this will create new government, academic, and private sector cooperation in areas such as AI, which is taking over the world. I'm looking at you guys. You're taking over the world, Jensen. I don't know what you're doing here. I hope you're right. All I can say is we both hope you're right. But it's pretty amazing. Quantum computing, fusion, 6G and civil nuclear energy, and align our nations through the approach.
6G that communicates at the cell level, the nanotech level. You're taking over the world. This is the rise of the beast system, but they need your biometric digital ID. as well, ID 2020. Now, this parlays the next story from The Guardian. Sainsbury's tests facial recognition technology in effort to tackle shoplifting. So if you have your biometric ID, your digital ID, and you walk into these grocery stores, they're going to know who you are exactly. It's going to be tied into one big AI surveillance system. AI polls in every city. You won't be able to buy or sell unless you take the mark of the beast. We'll get into the financial Bitcoin and stable coins later, because you can't look at any of these stories in a silo. They all weave together. They all are being pushed. U.S. firms led by Microsoft, including BlackRock, OpenAI, Oracle, Amazon, and CoreWeave, will invest $42 billion in the U.K. to develop AI for healthcare. Oracle's big into healthcare. I think over 20% of Americans' healthcare records, quantum computing, 6G, and nuclear projects. More AI data centers, all meant to power the global AI surveillance grid for the Beast system. From the BBC, U.S. firms pledge $150 billion investment, I think that's pounds, in the U.K. as tech deal signed. AI is going to monitor the net. AI is going to determine what hate speech is. This is your biometric papers, please. Brought to you by Donald J. Trump and friends. Total surveillance state AI infrastructure that we've been covering for 4 years, and the left did it too. Don't be fooled. Biden signed the Biodigital Convergence executive order. But it gets more strange. Palantir, right? Palantir's DNA and technology is given to IDF with that satanic sacrifice of Gazans, that blood sacrifice, that genocide that we're all seeing, to unite Israel against the world. I'm going to play a college professor at the end with his assessment. Palantir's DNA is with the AI targeting system called the Gospel. Why wouldn't they call it something else? Why are they calling it? Because the Christians are the ultimate target via Noahide laws. But let's read Palantir in the UK. This is off the government website of Britain. Palantir and the UK military will work together to transform lethality on the battlefield, supporting the development of data and AI-powered capabilities across data, analyst, intelligence, decision support, and targeting system. This will see the government delivering on key theme of strategic defense review, defense industry strategy to make the UK the leading edge of innovation in NATO. Some of these new capabilities with support of what is known as the kill chain. Pretty soon, if you don't take the mark of the beast, you're part of the kill chain, whereby military planners fuse a wide range of information and data sources from open source and military platforms to provide military commanders with faster options for attacking the enemy target. Silent weapons for quiet wars. They need to kill the creditor. Left or right, they need to kill you. USA Inc. is bankrupt. What is it, $37 trillion? But there's over $100 trillion in liabilities that no one talks about that we've covered before. This would form an element of the digital targeting web announced in the Strategic Defense Review, which will have a large and diverse supplier ecosystem. Yes, social media platforms feeding this kill chain. Cutting-edge data and AI tech, which is already being proven in the battlefield in Ukraine, speeds up this planning by fusing together sensitive information to rapidly produce a plan to target and attack the enemy. Unbelievable. Palantir Technologies, Inc. is strengthening its UK ties, pledging to invest $1.5 billion in the country while winning a deal with the UK Ministry of Defense to expand the use of its AI software, from Bloomberg. This is a technocratic new world order. And it gets more strange. Palantir's Alex Karp, he's the CEO, says Jews need to leave their comfort zone to defend the community, right? Even Charlie Kirk said there was a stand down of October 7th, helicopters didn't fly for reported at least 6 hours. It's a stand down. It's a false flag what happened on October 7th. The Palantir CEO was honored at the American Friends of Chabad Lubavitch annual Lamplighter Awards in Washington, D.C. Really? Meanwhile, the UN body says Israel has committed genocide in Gaza. So they're basically giving this guy an award for genocide. An AI targeting system in Israel called the Gospel. We did a podcast on that. Time to wake up, my friends. Be system again. AI as a god. AI as a problem solver. AI in your church. They're priming you for the image of the beast. The next section. Folks, I had a dream. AI is going to be the hero. I've covered it years ago. And here we go. We covered this story before. Albania's prime minister appoints an AI-generated minister to tackle corruption. I'm going to play a video of what they announced to their population. And it is beyond creepy. This is AI. And again, they want AI to be like God, to be all-knowing. It's the fake Trinity. You're going to see a fake resurrection. Brain cells run robots. Brain cells run computers now. The technology is there. This brain-computer interface, you'll know everything Google knows. You'll gain skills. AI is the Tower of Babel that we talked about with Chabad Lupovich. That article, this is as the days of Noah, iron mixed with clay. The seeds of men will not cleave. And next, I'm going to play a creepy Charlie Kirk AI message in a church. This is nothing short of priming you to worship an image. Let's read this announcement from this AI prime minister. Some have labeled me unconstitutional because I am not a human being.
Disa më kanë quajtur antikushtetuese nga që nuk jam njëri. Kjo më ka lënduar.
That hurt me.
Jo për vete, po për 972,000 ndërveprimet me qytetarët që kam shërbyer në Albani.
I had with citizens whom I served as part of e-Albania. Oh, so AI is serving? Everything they programmed us for is that AI wants to take over the world. That AI is dangerous. That AI will do nefarious things if it thinks it's going to be shut down. AI causing people and kids to commit suicide. Really?
Dhe 36,000 dokumentat me vullut digitale që kanë marrë.
I also, in relation to the 36,000 digital documents I issued to them. Oh, defending itself. Let me remind you, the real danger to the constitutions has never been machines.
Rreziku I vërtet për kushtetutat nuk kanë qenë kurrë makinat.
But human decisions made by those in power. See, they're making humans evil. I'm not here to replace human beings, yes you are, but to help them.
Nuk jam këtu për t'i zëvendësuar njerëzit, por për t'i ndihmuar ata. Vërtet nuk.
Indeed, I have no citizenship, but I have no ambitions or personal interest either. Really?
Kam shtetësi, po nuk kam as ambicie personale apo interese. Un kam vetëm të dhëna.
I only have data at my disposal. I am eager to learn new information.
Dhe algoritme të përkushtuara, disa më kanë quajtur antikushtetuese, nga që nuk vetëm të dhëna, dhe algoritme të përkushtuara.
And I have algorithms at my disposal so that I can put all of this at the service of citizens.
Pushtuara në shërbim të qytetarëve, panshme.
From the words of Charlie Kirk, I was so moved just to hear it between services. You're hearing something the first service didn't.
First, I want you to know I'm fine. Not because my body is fine, but because my soul is secure in Christ. Death is not the end. It's a promotion. Don't waste 1 second mourning me. Double down on truth. Double down on courage. Double down on your faith and on your families. That is how you honor me. So dry your tears, pick up your cross, and get back in the fight. Do it with joy. Do it with strength. And never ever let evil think it won.
I love you so much, church. I love you for things just like that.
We've covered a long time in this ministry the programming of people to trust AI to ultimately worship the image with chat friends that are AI, with AI assistants, with AI hologram teachers. Mrs. Trump had the conference with tech leaders about an AI hologram teachers, AI hologram doctors, Bill Gates, right, in rural areas, AI hologram doctors for people in third world countries. And this is just another proof point that people are buying into this nonsense. From Breitbart News, libraries are flooded with requests for AI-invented books included on newspaper reading lists. Really? Quick note from Elon Musk, the potential false prophet of the Book of Revelation. We've done a four-part series thereof. The algorithm will be purely AI by November. With significant progress along the way, we will open source the algorithm every 2 weeks or so. By November, or certainly December, you will be able to adjust your feed, your X feed, dramatically just by asking Grok. That's your Grok AI assistant. And again, people will hook up to brain computer interface. I've covered 9 reasons why people will do it. And one of them is hopelessness. All right, the beast system. Satan has but a short time. This was at Charlie Kirk's, I guess, memorial event that was packed. My question to you, is this Christian language? This is creepy. I've seen, again, 2 pastors judging the fruits of Charlie Kirk. And they said he fell short of loving your neighbor in charity. Sure, he went after things in family values, but some of his tactics were pretty vicious. And again, I just would watch shorts. I remember when I first became a Christian, I know God gives people over to a reprobate mind, especially if they have certain behavior, sodomite behavior. But I remember early days hearing somebody that was in that lifestyle that came out, repented in the Bible, just a very, very talented man of God with this radio show. And I remember hearing how he got married, multiple kids, how he broke his lust, did a deliverance. And then I remember hearing the testimony from a pastor that I once in a while listened to. Somebody in his congregation was a transgender, I guess, started going through operation from a man to a woman, literally chopped off his parts and had a deliverance. 7-8 demons flew out of him, came to Christ, and now he actually does Christian Bible studies. He's a pretty talented man, I guess. And so did Charlie exude that? It's just an interesting question. It made me sit back and think. But I was creeped out by this event. Listen to the tone. Listen to how this guy's calling him immortal. This is beyond demonic.
Wickedness, you are jealousy, you are envy, you are hatred, you are nothing.
Right versus left garbage.
You can build nothing. You can produce nothing. You can create nothing. We are the ones who build. We are the ones who create. We are the ones who lift up humanity. You thought you could kill Charlie Kirk? You have made him immortal. You have immortalized Charlie Kirk. And now millions will carry on his legacy. And we will devote the rest of our lives to finishing the causes for which Charlie gave his last measure of devotion. You cannot defeat us. You cannot slow us. You cannot stop us. You cannot deter us. We will carry Charlie and Erica in our heart every single day and fight that much harder because of what you did to us. You have no idea the dragon you have awakened. You have no idea how determined we will be to save this civilization, to save the West, to save this republic. Wickedness, you are.
The dragon has awakened. Is that Christianity? And the dragon is the AI beast surveillance system of everything we've just covered. Folks, this is insanity. Christians are duped. Now, going back to Romans 13, with this government, people butcher Romans 13 all the time. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. That's God. For there is no power but of God. The powers that are ordained of God. The powers that are ordained by God is judgment. Christians are going to get sifted. Christians are going to get tried. Persecution is coming. It's going to make us stronger. We're going to have to lean on Christ more than ever and have faith and prayer and personally break from your habitual sin. Drunkards do not make it into heaven. Adulterers. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. See, they'll say that, but then right here, for the rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Really? Is what we're seeing in this administration squashing free speech, pushing red gun flag laws, this beast system, Operation Warp Speed that defiled you? Is that good? No, that's as the days of Noah. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. See, we need to say Romans 13 is about a righteous government, not a broken one. Let's read what I wrote. While Romans 13 does not call for submission to governing authorities, it does so within a framework that assumes those authorities are fulfilling their God-ordained role as ministers for good and his word, punishing evil and rewarding righteousness. So you need to discern, is what we're seeing God's will, or is it a counterfeit? Does Satan have but a short time? Don't fall for the nonsense, because here is another one video from Reese Report that is just mind-bending. They're going to pull a bait and switch that we've talked about, just like they did with the gold heist, just like they did in the 70s.
While Charlie Kirk's death is being used by political agents to attack freedom of speech and to further divide an already divided nation, many are wondering what happens next. And most financial analysts these days will tell you what's next. Radical change in the U.S. economy is coming. The U.S. government is facing a criminally irresponsible debt crisis. The world is losing faith in the dollar and growing more and more disgusted with the crimes against humanity that the USD money printing machines are funding every day. Cutting spending didn't work, and the next attempt to try and save the U.S. debt-based system can be found in the recent Genius Act. In short-term investing, the volatility of Bitcoin can allow a person to profit immensely, but only if they have a stablecoin to convert to when the market corrects itself. This is the foundational purpose of a stablecoin, to maintain a stable value so that one's investment can be temporarily secured. The plan outlined in the Genius Act is to create an increased demand for U.S. debt by requiring stablecoin companies to be backed by U.S. debt, thereby using stablecoins as a way to funnel global money into U.S. government debt. President Putin's advisor, Anton Kobyakov, says that the U.S. is planning a worldwide crypto rug pull to erase its massive debt by creating a U.S. debt-based stablecoin system and then devalue it, robbing the people of their money to pay off its debt.
Right now, America is trying to change the rules in the gold and cryptocurrency markets. Remember how much debt they have, $35 trillion. The U.S., just as it did in the 1930s and 1970s, will solve its financial problems at the expense of the entire world, driving everyone where? Into the cryptocurrency cloud. Over time, when part of the U.S. national debt is placed in stablecoins, the U.S. will devalue that debt. Once again, in simple terms, right now they have a $35 trillion currency debt. They move it into crypto, into the cloud, devalue it, and start from scratch.
Of course, this is all just money out of thin air, a desperate monetary sleight of hand that doesn't create new wealth and only shows that the system has failed. To show that Russia and other countries will not go along with this, he also said that the world will split up into zones.
The world isn't just moving to a new type of financial system. The world is moving away from fiat money and dividing into zones.
This is referring to a multipolar world where different sets of rules are applied to different zones and signals the strong possibility that BRICS will not be buying U.S. debt in the near future. It is important to remember that the term and the idea of BRICS was conceived in 2001 by an economist at Goldman Sachs. U.S. regulations on stablecoins will likely push the market offshore, where stablecoin issuers will turn to real-world assets over U.S. debt. The U.S. will then have to manage the debt crisis by taxing the American people, most likely with a carbon tax system. Stablecoins have been predominantly used for investing, but they also have the ability to freeze and seize your money, which should please Trump supporters, who have been giddy schoolgirls over canceling people who offend them online. The future of technocratic banking control is already being deployed in Vietnam, who recently implemented a nationwide digital ID system that requires both citizens and foreign residents to permit the government to store their biometric data in a centralized database. Participation is not optional, and all accounts without biometric data will be closed. The Vietnamese government has already erased and/or frozen 86 million bank accounts, and Vietnam is just the beta test. This is soon going worldwide. Greg Reese reporting.
It can't happen here.
I want to play a couple of videos to end. A professor talking about what we're seeing in Gaza is a blood sacrifice, a satanic blood sacrifice. It's just an interesting video. I'm also going to play a journalist talking about Larry Ellison. Remember that one of the stories we covered is Oracle is going to be involved in TikTok. Oracle basically is CIA Inc. Many of these social media platforms, tech companies, started from DARPA. This is the beast system. Don't kid yourself. Great time to be alive, my friends. The Bible's coming true right before your eyes. If you're not saved, get saved. Thanks for your support. God bless.
Today, we are going to discuss some extremely controversial topics. And because this is going to go on YouTube, there are certain words I cannot say. So just to warn you, I will write down these words, but I will not say them. Because if I do say them, then I will get censored on YouTube. Today, we're going to look at how evil triumphs. Why is the world so evil? And there's going to be a lot of extremely disturbing topics we're going to discuss. But you're mature, and it's important that we discuss these topics in order to understand how the world works. So let's just start. And we will do a lot of speculation and theorizing in this class. So do not take this as gospel. Do not believe this is the truth. The entire point of this class is to help you develop the theories and the ideas to better understand the world. These are tools. Okay, this is not truth. These are tools. All right, so the first question I have for you is, what is happening in Israel? Right now, as you know, Israel is besieging, bombarding Gaza. You might have seen the videos on social media. It is disturbing. It is terrible what is happening. The word that is happening, the word that we use for what is happening in Gaza is this word. You are not allowed to say this word on YouTube, but that is the intention. What I will argue, though, is that the truth is far more disturbing than this. What is really happening in Gaza is a ritual sacrifice. And this happens quite often in human history. If you go back and you look at the real history of humanity, this happens quite often. Some of the most famous examples are the Aztecs. We've dug up temples of the Aztecs, and inside the temples are thousands and thousands of human skulls. So before they went to war, they practiced human sacrifice. They would commit mass murder of their enemies in public. So the Aztecs were really famous for this. The Phoenicians, specifically the Carthaginians. We will discuss them later this semester, but the Phoenicians were also famous for a particular type of sacrifice, which is child sacrifice. The Romans wrote histories insulting the Phoenicians for practicing this sort of sacrifice. But the Romans themselves practiced human sacrifice. What they would do is that after every major war, they would capture all the major leaders, all their enemies, and they would parade their enemies through the streets of Rome. This is something called the triumph. At the end of the triumph, they would gather enemies at the temple of Jupiter. Jupiter is their god. And then they would strangle to death their enemies. That's sacrifice. That's human sacrifice. They didn't call it that, okay? And they sort of disguised it, but we know for a fact that they did do this. So the question for us is, why is it that this happens? Why do the Aztecs do it? Why do the Phoenicians do it? Why do the Romans do it? And why is it today the Israelis do it in Gaza. And remember, okay, what the Israelis are doing is quite horrific because it is really this sort of sacrifice. Why? Because 47%, almost half of the population of Gaza is under 18 years old. So the majority of people who are getting killed are in fact children. What is most striking or blatant about what's happening in Gaza is that we can all see it for ourselves. And it's almost as though the Israelis want us to see it and want us to hate them. Right? You can see all over the world, popular opinion is turning against Israel. You have these popular protests all around the world protesting what is happening in Palestine. If they really want to do this, right, there are actually much more effective ways of doing this. For example, you could just poison their water. Or you could poison the ear so that everyone in Gaza gets a fast cancer, right? We have the technology to do this. So Israel could do it this secretly and no one would talk about it. And in 20 years' time, 30 years' time, the population of Gaza would all be gone. It would be a very secret, right? Instead, they choose to do this in front of the world. And my argument to you is that this is intentional. They want the world to hate them. Because by doing this, they create the ultimate taboo, right? We find this disgusting and contemptuous, so the entire world will unite against Israel. But guess what? That's what their religion wants. In the extreme form of Jewish eschatology or the religion, they believe that at the end of the world, Israel will fight the entire world and God will help Israel triumph in the end. So what's really happening in Gaza is that there are extremists within the Israel government who want to accelerate the process of the end of the world where Israel will face the world. And you think about it, the entire idea of this ritual sacrifice is to unite the Israeli population. And what's extremely disturbing and horrifying about it is that this works. Why? Well, let's use an analogy, okay? The analogy is this. In Chinese history, the most popular military stratagem is to fight with a river behind your back. You guys have heard of this strategy, right? Where, okay, an army is losing, okay? It's being scattered by the enemy. So what the general does is forces the army to retreat to a river. And now with a river blocking your escape, you have a choice. You can either drown in the river or you can fight to the death. And most soldiers will choose to fight to the death. And so at this point, the soldiers are unified. They're galvanized. They're energized. And then they find a surge of energy to go and destroy their enemy. Okay, this is the most popular military stratagem in ancient Chinese history. And guess what? It's the same as Israel doing this right now in Gaza. It's the same logic. Yes, you have a question?
So what is a river for the Israel?
That's a good question. What's a river right here, right? The river is a taboo, right? What's the worst thing you can do in modern society? Killing children, guys, right? So there's no exit for Israel. You either go all the way or the world comes and destroys you anyway. And in fact, what's really interesting is that if you go online, you will see Israelis go around the world and causing trouble everywhere. They're going to start fights. They shout death to the Arabs on public buses in the Western world. It's intentional. They want to unite themselves by dividing the world, by angering the world. Okay? Does that make sense?
Alan, you did an investigation looking into Oracle, which has extremely close links to both U.S. and Israeli intelligence. And of course, we have to remember that TikTok is the number one app for young people right now. So tell us more about this and what you found.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't know anything about Oracle or about its founder and CEO, Larry Ellison. Oracle's the fourth biggest tech company in the world, but it doesn't really sell to consumers. It sells to businesses. It sells gigantic databases and other software to businesses. And they don't know about Larry Ellison, despite the fact he's the world's second richest person. And his son is just about to buy CBS News as well. Ellison got his career started by working for the CIA. And in fact, Oracle is named after Project Oracle, which was a CIA project that Ellison worked on back in the 1970s. And for years, Oracle didn't have a single customer except the CIA until it started bidding on other contracts for the US military and other three-letter agencies. So ultimately, Oracle and Ellison made their billions being the private face of the CIA. The CIA doesn't want to do things in-house anymore. It would much rather outsource these things to private companies who are not under the discretion of the Freedom of Information Act. And, you know, journalists don't snoop into private companies' dealings as much as they would if it was the CIA. But Ellison is an extraordinarily powerful man within Silicon Valley. And he's also a pro-Israel zealot. In fact, I would say he's probably Israel's most powerful supporter in Washington, who is not actually a politician. Ellison is the IDF's largest donor. He in 2017, gave $16.6 million in one check alone to the Friends of the IDF, which, if people don't know, is a quote-unquote charity in the United States, which buys equipment and supplies for IDF soldiers. They hold these big galas in Hollywood and get people like Pharrell Williams and Gerard Butler to get on stage and say wonderful things about how wonderful the IDF and Israel is. But Ellison, apart from making billions, his real passion in life is supporting Israel and the Israeli project. Here's a quote from one of these galas he was attending. He got up on stage and said this, quote, "In my mind, there is no greater honor than supporting the bravest people in the world. And I thank the Friends of the IDF for allowing us to celebrate and support these soldiers year after year. We should all do what we can to show these heroic soldiers that they are not alone." So that's really Ellison's mindset. He actually offered Benjamin Netanyahu a place on Oracle's board recently when it looked, just before the Gaza genocide, it looked like Netanyahu might be getting forced out in Israel. That salary was replete, that position was replete with a salary of reportedly about $500,000. Ellison used to fly Netanyahu out to his private island so they could holiday together. The CEO of Oracle is also an Israeli. Her name is Safra Katz. And when Oracle employees started protesting the company's very close relationship with Israel, she told them the whole purpose of Oracle from the start was to support Israel. This is a quote from Safra Katz, the CEO of Oracle. "We are not flexible regarding our mission, and our commitment to Israel is second to none. Larry Ellison and I are publicly committed to Israel and devote personal time to the country." And that's the end of the quote. And she said, "Those who don't accept that should just leave and go somewhere else." So ultimately, Oracle is an organization that should be nowhere near owning or having any say within our means of communication or our media outlets. So, you know, we're seeing this company take over CBS. Looks like they're going to be taking over TikTok as well. That bodes very, very badly for freedom of speech online and also a diversity of opinion in US corporate media as well.
Well, that's quite the bromance you broke down between Larry Ellison and Bibi Netanyahu, but it really just goes to show just the way in which the Israeli intelligence tentacles are really taking over the U.S. tech industry. And I know we have a lot of British viewers tuned in right now. So we have a special question for them, or not for them, but for you about the U.K. For our British viewers, people should know about just how ingratiated this company is with the U.K. state, with the British state. This company, which you have outlined, Oracle, is basically a front group for U.S. intelligence, has access to much of the U.K.'s most sensitive information and data, including health and military records. And I think every British citizen should be raising hell about this. Talk to us more about this connection, Alan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Oracle now has access and is pretty much in charge of a wide swath of public and military data, including some of the most important personal data that we have in the United Kingdom. An example of this is in 2020, Oracle won a gigantic contract with the UK Ministry of Defence to provide it with cloud infrastructure, digital assistance, data visualization software, development tools, the whole shebang, really. The British military, at least the Ministry of Defence, basically runs on Oracle software now. And you know, the army is not the only British institution that's entrusting its most important and critical data to this US-based firm. The Home Office, for example, the Office of National Statistics, and very importantly, the NHS, the National Health Service, also rely on Oracle databases to function. So, you know, what does that mean? That means that this Larry Ellison guy presumably has access to all of our medical records, and given his closeness with both the CIA and with the Israeli National Security State, that should really be raising enormous alarm bells. Even years before signing this Ministry of Defense agreement that I was talking about just earlier, Oracle and Larry Ellison had really been pushing themselves into the British establishment, employing all manner of really well-connected individuals at their foundation. I mean, just an example, Larry Ellison and the Oracle Foundation employed the father-in-law of Boris Johnson while Boris Johnson was prime minister. His name's Matthew Symonds, and he reportedly earned around $600,000 a year for being the executive director of the Larry Ellison Foundation. Richard Meredith, again, the longtime director of the UK Foreign and Commonwealth Office, was also snapped up on a similar salary to become executive director. And suddenly, when Oracle got all of these contracts, the Larry Ellison Foundation was closed down, which, you know, does raise some questions about potential corruption issues there. Larry Ellison, of course, or at least his foundation, bankrolled the Tony Blair Institute for Global Change as well. So, you know, Ellison likes to support former Conservative prime ministers, but also former Labour prime ministers as well. So he's like an equal opportunity oligarch in that sense. But for sure, for the rest of us, this is a very worrying and very concerning development, because we really shouldn't want people with this much power and this much connections to have the sort of influence they do over the military, over the health service, and the Home Office as well. That spells disaster for democracy.